Hello everyone, my name is Riju and I work here in Microsoft as lead partner technical consultant. Today I'm going to show you how you can easily create your team project collection within Visual Studio Team 14 Server 2010. Everything is wizard based, it's just the purpose of my demo. So let's just go ahead and create a new team project and walk you through some of the steps over here. So if I now open my Visual Studio and say new project, I'll get the new project option. Instead of that, if I go to team and then say connect to team foundry server, I can connect to the existing collection. But how can I go ahead and create a new collection? So if I go ahead in the start and say team foundry admin console, this will open a separate window, and then this gives you lots and lots of opportunity to create different things from one single window. So if I go ahead and say create a collection, right, I say test collection and I hit next. It says that which SQL Server instance I want to use, so I will leave it the default one. I say next, and it also says that which application will you use for SharePoint sites. I say next. Reports, lab management if I have, I can review the information and say verify. Okay, it will actually do the verification for all the settings I have done, whether they're really valid or not, right? And then give you some sort of information once it is over. It's actually checking the SharePoint site configuration raw at this point in time. And this is taking a little bit of time. Okay, now once everything is passed, I can easily go ahead and say create. Once I do the create, it will create everything for me. It will create the database to store my all the TFS related information. It will create a reporting services URL for me. It'll create SharePoint. It'll create the OLAP cubes for analytical reports to be created, right, in my reporting services, and it'll do everything for me, right? Everything, anything, everything I might want. Once it is created, I can actually see the progress over here. It first creates the basic stuff, and it gives you all the necessary information on the bottom, so you can actually see what progress it is right now and what it is trying to do. And then it also creates a version control repository, that is my SQL Server version control database, and then it is going in for the build controllers, and then again it'll create the work item tracking mechanism, again a SQL Server database. So everything is getting formalized for me. I don't have to manually do anything or pass any different information. It's a very simple wizard, and this is being taken from the concept is being taken from SharePoint admin console. So that's the same sort of console you get in the SharePoint also. So you can go to see that reporting services already created for me, SharePoint products in progress. So, and then test management, I didn't the test management default one, the manual test and lab management I didn't select. So it will just go ahead and do the necessary provision and information for me. And once they're all done, I should be able to complete it and then close that. Once I do that, in my test team project collection, I'll see a test collection. Now I can actually go ahead and check out various status here, when it got started, and then team SharePoint site report folder, etc., etc. I go to general option and say group membership. So in the group membership setting, I will be able to see what are the groups being created for this collection, right? Test collection. And inside the test collection, I can actually open up any group and then add any user I want. For example, I want to add one user over here, right? I want to use user and then say APRIST, which is one of my local users. And then if I go ahead and say, okay, APRIST gets added to this Team Foundation user group, right? So on and so forth. I can add group to this group. I can add any number of users I want, and that's how I go ahead and give the rights to my team project collection, right? And I can actually see the different statuses over here at this level, saying that this more or less of that specific whole collection level. Now, if I go ahead and now close it, I should be able to create a new project. And then once I say new project, let's suppose I want to create a simple console application, and then I check the checkbox add source control, I should be able to add it. Or I can go ahead and say connect to the Team Foundation server. Now this will give me the last option, that is the test collection. Now let's just connect to the test collection. Once I do that, I don't see anything. It's a brand new project, right? I can go ahead and say new team project. Once I do that, I choose test team project. So once you choose the test team project without any description, you need to choose which template you want. Since Agile is fine with me, so let's say next. And do you want to create a SharePoint site, or let's leave it like that. So if you choose the SharePoint site, and it also allows you to have the configuration information, etc. I say next. It creates a source control folder for me, and I say finish. Now this will take some time to be able to create the whole project collection, a project team project within the collection. So I can create as many as team projects within one single collection, and I can have as many as collections within my Team Foundation server. Each collection will have one database, and then under that database, I'll have individual entries for each of the team projects. So that's the basic structure it looks like today. So it is just creating everything for me. Now it's very simple for anybody who has got access to the Team Foundation server can go ahead and create a team collection and then can add team project within that collection. So that's the hierarchy it looks like. Now once it is done, should be able to enable the finish button. So let's just wait for a few seconds by the time it should be done. Now this is just taking a few moments. Now once it is done, I say close. And this will launch the process guidance, etc. So let's just provide this and then this. So nothing is there, so it's fine. I can actually go ahead and now see my Team Explorer. So let's just open my Team Explorer. I see all of them are ready for me. Now I can actually go ahead and do change the team project setting. So if you go ahead and open the group membership, things will happen for this team project. Now it will go up one level up to the team collection. So you can actually do all sort of settings which you have done at the team collection level. can be done at the team project level as well. So hope you have had some brief of a idea about how you can initially start your team foundation server project and then start adding code to it. Hope you have enjoyed this session. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day.